episode 1204, Do the Little Things Matter?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Today is Saturday, and it is Relationship Builders Day. And guess what? I got a question for you. Do the little things matter? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, in marriage, do the little things matter? The things that add up to greater impact? Short answer, yes. However, what's your answer? Yes, I'm putting you on the spot. The correct answer, of course, is yes, little things do matter. And we can reason that out no matter how we look at it. But are you doing the little things? This weekend is all about the girls. Yes, we drove up north. Ashley and I jumped in the car and we are headed up to where she graduated from. It's prom weekend and senior awards night. And I must say, I'm looking forward to spending all my weekend with my girls. And as we were making this 12-hour trek up north, I was thinking about what really makes a relationship stronger. What really makes it work? What makes it tick? How do you hold it all together? And as I've looked over the years, I can pinpoint a few things, but there are so many things that come to mind. But one jumped out when I received a text from my husband. Yes, my sweet husband is having a boys' weekend since the girls and I are all up north together. And his text reads this. Now, hold on to your seat here. Listen to this. Will you be able to order our Papa John's pizza on your app later? Question mark. That's it. I didn't even get an emoji heart with it. My daughter and I began to laugh so hard. Her response, as she exclaimed, "Seriously? Dad can't order his own pizza?" Well, at first, that's exactly what went through my mind. Is he out of his mind? I don't need to order him pizza. He can get in the car and go get it. But as I gave it a little more thought, I realized that he knew I already had a system in place to get pizza at a discounted rate, etc., etc. I knew the short end. Why can't I do it? Now, I know he knows how to order pizza. He gets it. He can handle it. He's lived on his own. I mean, he was down there for over 6 months without us. He surely could handle it. Yet, if I can serve him in a manner of ordering a pizza, why not? But hold on. I know I could already hear you saying, Christiane, that is utterly ridiculous. You are sitting here babying your husband. You should make him grow up, go get his own pizza. Okay, now think here for just a minute. I want to ask you this question. Do the little things matter in marriage? For some, yes, this whole idea of getting pizza and ordering it when you're not home and you're not even going to eat it is utterly ridiculous. But for me, it's an opportunity to do a little thing. It's nothing that requires much energy for me. And if it helps to make the night go smoother, then why not? I consider it a gift. So let's go back to the original question. Do the little things matter in marriage? You better believe it. And if you believe it, guess what? You gotta do the little things. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Do the little things. Now, I want to put this in perspective to you. As I'm driving up north, this 12-hour trek, we started with a lot of light, but we ended up in the darkness before we drove into our hotel. With every mile that went by, obviously time went by too. The skies began to change. And what I noticed was what? The stars. You see, the little things, it puts the stars in the sky with every little thing that you do, a deed to love and to serve from a humble and kind spirit. No keeping score. It's just putting love in action. The more you do the little things that matter, the greater the impact. Imagine this. When you look at a dark sky, it's so plain. Nothing really special. It's just what? Black, maybe a little gray. Maybe there's a little bit of highlight. If there's a moon out, you can see it. But when the stars appear one by one by one, it lights up the sky. The constellations are born. It's magical and breathtaking. That's what happens in your marriage. When you do the little things, they grow into bigger things that impact. Are you ready to impact your marriage with the little things? Don't you want to be a star that adds to the constellation? You see, that's what you're doing in marriage. You're building a relationship. You are building a strong foundation for a relationship to basically be able to beat out everything else in the world that's happening. All the noise, all the chaos, all the troubles and the struggles that you face. When you have a sky that's filled with all the little things, the things that just come from the heart. Yeah, maybe it is sitting out his pair of running shoes because you know he's going running in the morning and he forgot to do it. It's a little thing, but it shows what? Your love? You are thinking of him? Maybe it's that little note that you place in the lunchbox. Maybe it's that kind little emoji that you send with some confetti flying. Whatever it is, but it's the little things, and the little things do matter. The problem is we're stuck in the noise. We see all the bigger, crappy stuff. We do, and that's where we focus, and we lose sight of what? The beautiful little star. A constellation isn't anything gorgeous and magnificent, except for what? All the stars that's made up to create the constellation. Think about your life. Think about your marriage. If you were to paint your marriage in the sky, what would it look like? Would you have just a few stars? Or would you have thousands upon thousands of stars? The little things do really matter. And you can have that incredible, sparkly marriage that just ignites your day and your night. Maybe you want some help with this. I know it is tough. I've been there. There are days, I got to tell you, there are some moments that I just kind of look at myself in the mirror going, why did I say I do? But there's something called love. And you learn what it really means to truly love. And then you got to add a few little gifts of forgiveness in there too. But you can do it. If you want help with this, because maybe you're struggling or you're just like, I don't know what my next step should be, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, it begins a conversation. A little note comes to me after you fill that out, and I will send you an email back saying, hey, let's set up a time to talk. This is your time to focus on you. Yes, I'm in your ear every single day. It's a very unique podcast. However, it's hard to get specific to your situation. So if you want that coaching call to help your marriage in your life, be bold today. It's time to start building your constellations. Click on that link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I cannot wait to hear from you. Now I know you're probably saying, Christiane, really? Did you order the pizza? I want to know, did you order the pizza? The short answer, yes, I did order it at a gas station while I filled up my tank. Okay, I wasn't standing next to the tank as I was filling it because technically they recommend you not doing that with the cell phone. But yes, I did order it. And you know what? I got this sweet little text back that said, thank you, babe, with lots of little emojis after it. You know what? One star placed in the sky to build a bigger constellation. I pray that you have a magnificent weekend. Go out, give someone a smile, and share a little bit of joy from your heart. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.